Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, March 13th, 2018. Welcome to day 418.
I received a call today from the President of the United States at a little after noontime from Air Force One, and I've also spoken to White House Chief of Staff Kelly to ensure we have clarity as to the days ahead. What is most important is to ensure an orderly and smooth transition during a time that the country continues to face significant policy and national security challenges. As such, effective at the end of the day, I'm delegating all responsibilities of the Office of the Secretary to Deputy Secretary of State Sullivan. My commission as Secretary of State will terminate at midnight, March the 31st. Between now and then, I will address a few administrative matters related to my departure and work towards a smooth and orderly transition for Secretary of State designate Mike Pompeo.
Donald Trump fired Rex Tillerson. The Washington Post and the New York Times say CIA Director Mike Pompeo will replace Tillerson as Secretary of State. John Kelly told Tillerson that Trump wanted to replace him last Friday. Tillerson received a call from Trump more than 3 hours after he had been fired. A spokesperson said Tillerson, quote, had every intention of staying in his job and was, quote, unaware of the reason for his firing. Trump said that the move had been considered for, quote, a long time and that we were not thinking the same, end quote. Hours before being fired, Rex Tillerson called the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter an egregious act that clearly came from Russia. NBC News says he added that Russia is a, quote, irresponsible force of instability in the world, acting with open disregard for the sovereignty of other states and the life of their citizens, end quote. On Monday, British Prime Minister Theresa May said that it's highly likely that Russia is responsible for the poisoning, either directly or because it lost control of the nerve agent. The two were poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent in the United Kingdom and were found unconscious. Meanwhile, the New York Times says Gina Haspel, currently the deputy director of the CIA, will replace Pompeo as the head of the agency. Haspel oversaw the torture of two terrorism suspects and later took part in an order to destroy videotapes documenting the interrogations at a secret prison in Thailand. The Wall Street Journal, CNN, and the Washington Post, meanwhile, say Trump's personal assistant, John McEntee, was also fired because he's currently under investigation by the Department of Homeland Security for financial crimes, which prevented him from obtaining a full security clearance. McEntee will rejoin Trump's re-election campaign as a senior advisor of operations. Trump is also considering firing Veterans Affairs Chief David Shulkin and replacing him with Energy Secretary Rick Perry. The New York Times says Shulkin has been under scrutiny over ethics concerns, including his decision to order the VA's third most senior official to alter an email to make it appear that he was receiving an award from the Danish government so that the VA would pay more than the allotted $4,300 for his wife's airfare. Next, the New York Times and CNN say House Intelligence Committee Republicans said their investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election found no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. The committee agreed with the findings of the intelligence community that Russia had interfered, but they disagreed that the Russians favored Trump. Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the committee, said the Republican decision to end the investigation was, quote, another tragic milestone for this Congress and represents yet another capitulation to the executive branch, end quote. Schiff added, quote, by ending its oversight role in the only authorized investigation in the House, the majority has placed the interests of protecting the president over protecting the country, and history will judge its actions harshly, end quote. Next, the Washington Post says that in the spring of 2016, Roger Stone said that he'd learned from WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange that the organization had obtained the emails of John Podesta and of the Democratic National Committee. WikiLeaks released the documents in late July and October. U.S. intelligence agencies concluded that the hackers who obtained the emails were working for Russia. Stone has since denied any communication with Assange or knowledge of the document dumps by WikiLeaks. Assange and WikiLeaks have also said that they never communicated with Stone. And finally, the San Francisco Chronicle and the Washington Post are reporting that a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokesperson has resigned over what he says were false and misleading statements by top Justice Department officials, including Jeff Sessions and acting ICE Director Thomas Homan. James Schwab said that he couldn't continue to do his job after Trump administration officials made false public statements about a key aspect of a recent Northern California sweep. And in the polls, CBS News says 42% of Americans approve of Trump's handling of North Korea, but 64% of Americans are uneasy about the situation. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, Rick Saccone asserted that his political opponents hate the president, the United States, and God. Two, a federal judge says that Paul Manafort could spend the rest of his life in prison. Three, Trump wants to impose tariffs on $60 billion worth of Chinese imports, targeting the technology and telecommunications sectors. Four, Trump blocked Broadcom's $117 billion bid for the chipmaker Qualcomm, citing national security concerns. Five, Donald Trump has been seeking counsel on how to handle the Stormy Daniels situation. Six, Trump missed the deadline to accept the return of a $130,000 settlement payment from Stormy Daniels. And seven, Trump is in San Diego today, personally examining eight prototypes for his border wall in order to, as he put it, pick the right one. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.